Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. Happy Thursday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Wheels is remote today, but he's here the whole time. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. There could be a case made that Wheels is remote almost every day.
I mean, my whole life, yeah. But it's more remote control, though, you know?
Ouch.
Like video games.
Ouch.
Why did I just picture a really bad buddy movie with Dave Murray and Kevin Wheeler as the cops?
Let's go.
The cops.
As cops? Right. Oh, my God.
Dave's the by-the-book veteran.
And Jill Friday.
Wheels does what he needs to do to catch the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Jeremy Renner's character from SWAT.
Yeah, that's who I would pick to play you.
Yeah.
Dave, tomorrow as well, right? The deep freeze?
Yeah. Yep. 7 tonight. Some of the outlying areas going down to 1 to 2 because the winds will go dead calm tonight. So that will really allow temperatures to really bottom out. Friday, obviously a cold start. 28 for the high. Now, that's certainly better than today. We're 18 right now. So that's 10 degrees better, obviously. But it's still cold. It's still way below average. 15 Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny, cold morning, 38, though, in the afternoon, still below average, 22 Saturday night. Sunday, a cold front coming through from a clipper that's going to pass to our north. Partly sunny skies, 38 again for the high on Sunday. That should happen about noontime, and then a slow drop in temperature during the afternoon. I still think we could see a couple of snow flurries Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, but it would not amount to anything. Just kind of cold.
Yeah, good. I was watching some of my nerd science shows last night, and this one, they were talking about what bees do and how bees, you know, they pollinate everything, but the bees are disappearing, like the X-Files movie, and they're developing these robot bees and all this, and they said, this is crazy, that if we have to truly replace the bees, it will be $500 billion a year.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, because in some, they were showing people, I didn't know you could even do this, but they were pollinating fruit trees with, I guess, pollen on the end of these, like, brooms and just hitting them. But they said, like, if the bees really do keep going away, it's $500 billion a year to make up for what they do.
Like, for robot bees or just for the cost of
everything?
Can I just say nothing sounds worse than a robot bee? Like, that sounds like the worst version of a robot I've ever heard of.
Build it without the stinger. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
no, they're built. It's not like on the drawing board. We got them. Huh. We just don't have enough of them to actually.
Right. There are robot bees?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Bee-bots.
Bee-bots.
Also, and I'm sure you've seen something like this before, but it just blew me away again last night. Because we're so narcissistic. Humans are just, this is my thing for 2022. It's just like, get over yourselves, whatever. And if the history of just the Earth, not the whole universe, if the Earth was a 24-hour day, humans would have been around for what period of time? Of the 24 hours.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
I'm going to say,
I'm going to say three hours.
Last 10 minutes.
I was going to say like seconds.
3 seconds.
I was going to guess 3 seconds.
Wow. Nice.
Since the Earth formed, we've been here 3 seconds.
Crazy.
Like, wow. I was saying nothing. The other day, I saw that video that went over like the periods of Earth's history, and it's like, yeah, this the Ice Age period lasted for 200 million years or whatever, and it's like, oh my God.
It's nuts.
Like, I can't wrap my head around that much.
This one was not in my nerd shows. It's something else I saw, but it's equally nerdy. And don't ask me to justify it. I have no idea where they get these numbers. But they're talking about the effect that COVID has had on school-age kids. And they said that the best that they can estimate the financial impact to these humans and the people that they grow up with is going to be $7 trillion lost dollars. That will be the economic downside of these kids going to school on Zoom and not being in class and the masks and the whole thing. That by the time they grow up and they have their careers, we will be $7 trillion less productive because of their lack of education.
Man.
Wow.
Puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Holy moly.
Will they notice it, though?
That's a good question.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't know what you don't know. You don't have what you don't have.
You won't be like, man, I feel like I'm missing a few trillion dollars right here. Like, it's just the world you live in.
Yeah, I guess I'm wondering, what's the real life impact instead of dollars?
I think, let's just be honest. I think what they're saying is, this generations of kids are going to be significantly less smart, less educated. Yeah,
that's exactly
more
what
they're ignorant,
saying.
Not less intelligent,
less innovation.
Just they're not going to be educated, and therefore they're going to be less successful at whatever they try to do. Now, I'm not saying that's true. It could be true. It could be false. But based on the way that we look at education and how people do, the hit that we're taking is going to be trillions of dollars.
And you kind of wonder if they're using COVID as an excuse. Meaning, we're always kind of taking hits on how we educate our children and our schooling system. Is it the world or just here?
U.S.
Okay. So I wonder if they're kind of using COVID as an excuse to project that number. Like, this
like
is
we're
why.
Oh,
sucking?
That's a really
yes.
great point, Trish.
We're already doing poorly. We're already sucking. They're already underperforming education-wise. But it's all because
you're
of COVID.
You're right. COVID does provide a lot of cover.
Sure does.
When it comes to something
sure
like that.
Does.
I wonder, is there a breakdown on that, too, of, like, you know, people's economic backgrounds? Because I know that poverty levels tend to lead to less quality schools and things along those lines. I mean, are we breaking it down that way, or is that just all of it kind of mished together?
They probably did, Kev. I just saw a news story on it, and so I didn't even have an article to read. It was just, okay. This is what economists are saying.
Huh.
See, what else do I have here? Interesting things. Completely unrelated, obviously. It really made me laugh today. On Amazon, because everyone's got it, you can check this out yourself. You can rent Godzilla versus King Kong for like $7. Oh, yeah. Right next to it is a movie called Ape versus Monster. And it's a giant overgrown gorilla fighting a giant Gila monster. And it's only $2.99.
So it's like his knockoff Reese's Peanut Butter.
It really is.
Maybe it's better.
It really could be.
Who knows?
You should rent it and see.
I love those movies. You used to go to the Red Box. The Red Box used to be infamous with those, like Atlantic Rim or whatever. Like, stuff that was
right.
Seemingly just designed to, like, trick a grandma who's, you know,
getting it for her kids.
Yeah, who's, like, watching the grandkids for the night and says, let's get them a movie. They really want to see this Atlantic Rim movie.
Also, I thought this was quite interesting. Warren Buffett was asked his top three advice for people to be successful. And the other two I didn't care about. His number one, though, was say no to almost everything. He said people waste their lives and their careers and their marriages saying yes, trying to make people around them happy, and it doesn't, and it makes them miserable. Say no to almost everything.
I like that.
I'd buy that.
I do like that.
Yeah,
I mean, I like that. I like the theory of it. I don't know how it's going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean,
got to say yes to something.
Wasn't Caller Greg's point in the first hour, like, no one wants to say yes. No one wants to roll out of bed to come to work. Like, if you only do the things you really want to do, if you do have to sacrifice
I didn't take it that way, though. I didn't take it that way.
I don't take it that way.
Under Greg's world, I think it would be more like, don't just say yes to college. Don't just say yes to this. Like, really think about what you want. Don't just say yes to getting married to your girlfriend who you went to college with. That's the way I took it.
What Greg was saying, you mean?
No. What Warren Buffett was saying. I'm just calling him Warren.
you know Warren.
But I mean, it took,
what Buffy?
I've been doing this about 21, 22 years, and it took me half of that to say no my very first time. Like, I'm a people pleaser to begin with. And in radio, as you guys know, you're like a show pony. Everyone wants a little piece of you. Can you go do this? Can you say hi to this person? Can you do that for free? Yes, 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 yes. I was miserable. First time I said no was really uncomfortable because the person did not let me off the hook easily, but I didn't die. And I started saying no more often. I'm still not good at it, but it really helps.
You do have to learn how to do that. I was in the same boat, Dave. It probably took me about 20 years to realize, you know, it is okay to say no. You really just don't have the time in the day to do that or do this.
Also, I don't know, there's a group of people I have greater respect for and more increased respect for in the past few years than the National Guard. So the National Guard, to me, was always like, not a joke, but just like, oh, weekend warrior kind of, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to go fight Rambo. My Lord, these men and women, if it's a flood, if it's a riot, and now they're becoming certified nurse assistants in 10 days so that they can go replace the CNAs who are sick with COVID. These people do everything.
Yeah, and they're being asked to become substitute teachers. I think in Utah, they have such a shortage that, I mean, they're just being deployed everywhere to do everything.
Thank God for the
National
Guard.
Remember after the riots last year on January 6th, they were just posted up in Washington, D.C. for so long, sleeping on the floor in parking garages. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you just join the National Guard, or do you have to, had you had to serve in another...
You have to go
capacity.
To basic training. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you were curious. I didn't know.
That's why I was at. I was like, I can't climb that wall.
By the way, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
But our friend Kevin, remember Kevin that used to work with us?
Yes.
He was in the
I'm still here, guys.
Kevin, you got fired over email.
As far as you know.
Dang it. That's how radio works, too.
You're in the National Guard now. But no, he was in the. He had to do basic training, and he took like a few weeks off to 1 year to go do basic training.
The other story I had is when the dust all settles with what COVID and the new generation, we talked about this in the first hour, when the dust all settles, what we're going to be left with basically is this. Employers for the foreseeable future are going to offer people a 4-day work week and you can live anywhere you want. That's going to be the giant change from my generation.
I love it.
Thoughts? Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely cool. If you can remote work and get it all done in 4 days,
why
awesome.
Not? It's kind of speaking to what we were talking about before. It's like making the worker happy, making your home work life balance more balanced. You know, your life doesn't have to revolve around your job. Yeah, it's nice and maybe you like what you do and it's fun and obviously it pays the bills, but I mean, at the end of the day, your job's not going to be at your funeral.
Isn't it so interesting?
The other thing is that work at home isn't the 9-to-5 job. Work at home is you might work for 4 or 5 hours. Then you might take a 2-hour break. But you also might be working until midnight to get the job done. You're just spacing it out differently so you can have that work-life balance.
It's very obvious and easy to figure out, but still intriguing to me. How we are so defensive and protective of what we grew up with that my dad, I think, would be very proud of me if he were alive today, but he wouldn't think this is really working. And I would look at Nick, perhaps, and think like, well, good for you, but my day. It's like we're so protective of that the way that I did it is the right way. You guys are a bunch of sissies or you guys are a bunch of this or that. We're so completely dogmatic, most of us, about the way that we did it.
Or we had it this hard, so you should almost have it this hard.
Yeah.
It's almost like we get mad if they have it
like
a little bit easier.
Live anywhere!
I feel like we've lost sort of some of that compassion, like, because I always felt like when I was a kid, for the grown-ups, so to speak, it was always like, I want you, I'm doing, you know, the meme, like,
doing
my
it
hands,
all for you.
Yeah, my hands look like this, so yours can look like this, like, I'm doing this so that you will have a better and easier life. But then I feel like a lot of times nowadays when kids will start to have the better and easier life, like, yeah, maybe you're going to have like a 4-day work week or you're going to have higher wages or
quick,
what, or student loans paid for.
Quick exit ramp. That your dad did exactly what he said he was going to do to you, literally, because when you sent us a picture today of you holding the fake Reese's Cups, I said, whose thumb is that? Because it looked like a beautiful woman's manicured hands. And I'm like, sure enough, it was yours. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Welcome back, guys. DGS 425. Trish got the trash.
I'm going to be very careful talking about this next story, but I think it's really interesting because I was kind of into the upcoming Pam and Tommy series on Hulu because I was so young when that story came out. And of course, that was the first scandal of that sort of our time. Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson. Okay, this is ridiculous now. They're actually going to have a part where Tommy Lee's body part has dialogue in this show.
Oh, man.
Let me stop you there. I live by never have two jokes at once. It's already a joke that it's about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. That's a joke. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're jokes. I'm just saying like the whole sex tape thing. That's a joke. Having his penis talk is a second joke, and it's just stupid.
It's ridiculous. And I was interested on how this played out. I was just interested in the headline at the time, didn't really pay attention to how it all played out. Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. February 2nd, though, is when it comes out on Hulu. I don't know. Okay.
I will say it looks better from the previews and stuff than you would think just hearing that they're doing a series about it, you know? Like, have you seen the preview?
I saw
or
a little
the trailer?
Bit, yeah.
It actually looks pretty good.
So but does this thing I'm telling you kind of go...
It lowers its stock a bit.
So it's not like a biographical film. It's not like a docu-series of any kind. It is a straight-up like, comedy.
Playing them.
There's actors playing them, but it's not like a biographical story.
No.
It's like a comedy.
It's not like a documentary. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not like a biographical
historical
film.
Historical footage.
Not like that, but like, is it a biographical film? Like, is it straight-up telling the story?
Insanity is using the same word to describe it over and over again.
Is it like a movie that you watch where Adam Sandler plays a guy who looked like Adam Sandler, or is it a straight-up fantasy comedy where the private parts talk?
It seems like it's both, which is why
it's
like
ridiculous.
The body part talking kind of lowers the stock, like you said.
Okay, moving on. Nicolas Cage is the one who first talked Johnny Depp into pursuing a career in acting in the mid-80s. Just a little fun fact, and here's a movie fun fact. Footloose didn't have a big enough budget to shoot a big dance scene for the end of the movie, but when they showed it to test audiences, they didn't like it. So the studio paid $200,000 to shoot that one dance scene just six weeks before the movie opened.
I wonder what it originally was.
I don't know what the original one is, but it didn't have Kevin Bacon dancing, and everybody wanted it. One more last thing. Instagram has now created a monthly charge where influencers can charge 99 cents to $99 per month on
to follow
their content. So now they're opening the door. Mm. Would you pay for Instagram or Twitter? Because you know where this is leading to all of them being able to pay or receive money for subscriptions.
I think it's going to weed out the not so great influencers, you know? I mean, how many people out there have an audience because it's like, I'm bored, I'll see what this person
is
doing. But are they necessarily creating content that people will spend their hard-earned money on? To be decided.
They're testing it right now.
We'll see. That's kind of like self-policing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If, look, I don't care how stupid what you do is.
I don't care how stupid what you is.
I don't care how stupid you is. However dumb what you do is, if someone's going to pay for it, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
The fart girl, like someone's going to pay $1,400 for a fart in a jar.
And she found love.
She is really looming large in our sky lately.
Really? Welcome back, guys. DGS 438. Wheels is with us remote from his home. Chet Kleban joins us now. Hello, Chet.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good. You're missing it, man. It's 9 degrees.
7 wind chill, though. That's what Andrew just said. Yes. Yes. You didn't make it up to 10 degrees today or something.
Just,
wow.
Just nuts. Just crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no
I
thanks.
I want to talk to you about two things. We'll get to the the Amazon lawsuit.
Yep.
But I want to talk to you about Donald Trump in New York City. And I'm well out of the closet on being an anti-Trump guy. However, if I had to bet my own dollar or $100,000, I would bet he never sees the inside of a courtroom. And I'm getting sick of this woman in New York City and everyone like her who every month or so dangles something out there like, oh, we're really close now. We're finding this. It's pissing me off personally. And I just want to know what you as an actual attorney think. Is there smoke? Is there fire? Is it all just shenanigans? What's going on?
Well, you know, I was wondering, when are we going to stop talking about Donald Trump? And so I look and I say, well, probably not in the distant future, in the too distant future, Fulton County, Georgia, now has convened a special grand jury to enforce subpoenas. The Supreme Court just denied his claim that there was privilege on the archive documents. Giuliani and Powell were subpoenaed for the January 6th committee. So I think it's going to be a long time coming. But in this particular case, he has contended, much to essentially what you're talking about, that this is all a political motivated piece of litigation. Actually, hasn't even filed the suit yet. She's just continuing the investigation. And what she wants to do is she wants to take the sworn statements from Trump and his two kids. Eric has already testified. He's taken the Fifth Amendment about 500 questions that were proposed. So the issue becomes whether or not, as you know, he misstated the value of some 6 properties, his golf clubs in Westchester County, New York, Scotland, some 40 Wall Street address in Manhattan, and his penthouse in Trump Tower. So it's a document case. I mean, you can look at the documents and you can put one document alongside of another. You could put the document that he gave to the financial institution to get a loan for these places, and you could put that next to his IRS declarations and his tax returns, and you can see that they're different. It surprises me that he has contended. And see, this is the kind of stuff that makes you scratch your head. And this is the kind of stuff that says, okay, maybe it is politically motivated. She is running for re-election, I believe, as New York Attorney General. But when Trump says that his penthouse in Trump Tower is 30,000 square feet, when in actuality it's 10,996 square feet. Now, Dave, who makes a mistake like that? You don't know that you're living in a 10,000 square foot place versus a 30,000 square foot place, which allows him then to claim $327 million in value on that particular property. And Alan Weisselberg testifies and says at some point in time that it's overvalued at $200 million plus dollars. So, okay, maybe, and I'm going to guess there is some political motivation to that. But then the question becomes, you know, is this founded in factual reality? In other words, is there evidence? There's a contention that's reported in the New York Times that he inflated. He said that he collected $150,000 in initiation fees in one of his golf clubs in Westchester County that he never collected. Well, you know, or that he had mansions that hadn't been built yet he's claiming expenses and he's claiming valuations that don't exist.
So let me push back a little bit.
Yeah.
I assume Donald Trump is lying everything he says. I just do.
Okay.
However, sure. This to me is kind of a big yawn because I view most billionaires that if you can think you can get away with it, you're going to do it. If you can tell a lie, you're probably going to do it. To me, it's like speeding. I speed every night when I go home, 5-10 miles over the speed limit. Sometimes someone passes me going 100. They're worse than me, but we're both speeding. He may be worse about this kind of stuff, but I feel like most rich people do it. Maybe I'm wrong. But if they do indict him for this and even convict him, okay, maybe they got Al Capone on tax evasion. But it's just kind of yawn to me. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I totally, totally agree with you that most do it. But, Dave, when you get caught doing it and they put the documents side by side and they can prove that you didn't live in a 30,000 square foot mansion in Trump Tower, that it was actually 10,996, you can't be wrong about that. Are you so stupid that you put that down and you expect to get away with it?
Now, hey, maybe Trent, let me stop you and get back to you in 30 seconds. We have some breaking news with Michael Calhoun.
Sure.
Yep. KMOX is covering breaking news.
It's 4:45, and we're following the developing story of a shooting at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Reportedly, two people shot near Hellsburg Diamonds. Police have believed the suspects hiding in a bathroom, and we know that emergency crews are requesting the clearing of a landing zone in the parking lot of the shopping mall for an Arch medical helicopter to land. And police are trying to keep the mall locked down so witnesses don't leave. Best to avoid St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. We'll bring you the latest as it becomes available on KMOX.
Thank you, Michael. Wow, terrifying. Too close to home. Continue, Chad. I think the point you're making is like, look, I get it. It's not the end of the world, but the guy's lying and he's caught red-handed.
He's lying and he's caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Now, I will give you this. It's unusual for an attorney general or a prosecutor to release this kind of information into the public domain. So obviously, she did it to prejudice him and to prejudice his claims. I think that she's going to what she said is, I want to depose these people so that I can find out. She wants to know who's responsible for these misstatements and omissions. And I'll give you this. You know, you can put the documents side by side and you can see that the one document contradicts the other document. The IRS document may contradict the financial institution or the insurer. But the question is, what did he know and when did he know it? If you're talking about Trump himself and if you're talking about going ahead and filing a lawsuit. Now, remember, too, that this is a civil. If she files suit, which she hasn't done yet, she's simply investigating. If she files suit, it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal case. And so actually, when and you know this as well as I do, Eric Trump taking the Fifth Amendment. And that's OK if it's a criminal case and, you know, you're hauled in front of a grand jury or you take the Fifth Amendment to a police officer that's asking you questions. It's not OK, though, to take the Fifth Amendment in a civil case because that can be used against you. And the jury essentially can be told that you took the Fifth Amendment.
I didn't know that it was civil, Chet. So if he is found guilty or there's charges and damages, then the money goes to the state?
The state would be reimbursed because what they're saying here is that the state has been defrauded out of monies that he should have been paying in state taxes. This is all a state case, too. It's not a federal case. And I don't know, you know, if the IRS is going to get involved later on. But right now, it's just state and it's not criminal. So you have another, you've got the state's attorney in Lower Manhattan investigating the question of whether or not there's criminal liability on all this. But at the end of the day, you know, they're going to have, I think they're going to have a tough time trying to establish who it is that authorized this. And I don't know what documents he signed. I don't know what other information they have. I don't know whether or not they've got people that they flipped that will testify that he told them this or told them that. I don't know. But the documents speak for themselves. I mean, clearly the documents, there's a conflict in those documents. Where it goes and what they do, I don't know.
All right, cool. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, guys, this is one of those weird short little deals. And when that happens, it means that Dave has not done his job. So I apologize for that. Bad, bad day. What are we doing at 5? It's something fun, right?
Headlines? I thought.
Oh, yeah, we're doing headlines.
Okay, that's fun. But I thought
we were going to do the snacks, we did that earlier.
We shot that one earlier in the show. I gotcha. That's why that happened.
It was bad Dave again.
Bad Dave. Someone spank him. Huffman Brothers.
I don't think you have to do that,
Drew.
Right now, Dave.
That's your job.
Don't worry about that.
Really?
Yeah, wait a little while to tell me about the Huffman.
You know what
Brothers.
I'm going to do? Know what I'm not going
to
do?
I'm not going
to tell you about the Huffman Brothers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.